Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
D-Mace, Vingen and Donick, 102.5. The Game, Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingen here with you. The Titans open up mandatory minicamp tomorrow. And to help us discuss that, we go to our phone line, driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, who is presented by Bart Durham Injury Law. TD, hopefully you behaved yourself after the Knicks won the title over the weekend. Many New Yorkers did not.
Yeah, I was well-behaved, man. No issues. Just a little celebratory clapping. And, hey, man, I know the city is going crazy, and I want to go, but I'm not going to do it.
Well, we'll see how that parade goes later this week. But, Teron, this week the Titans report for mandatory minicamp before they break until late July for training camp. And what I respect about you, Teron, is – you suffer no fools. You shoot us straight. And I'm sure you are seeing this, for lack of a better term, war brewing around Cam Ward based on his performance at OTAs combined with how he played in his rookie season. So, again, you suffer no fools. You tell it like it is. How do you think, or what do you think, is the proper way to evaluate Ward's performance in practice recently?
Well, I think the proper way is to understand context with it. He's been inaccurate. Like, there's no getting around it. But, I mean, you got to look at some of the things surrounding it. And really, at the end of the day, you got to understand that, hey, look, man, it's only OTAs. There's still plenty of opportunities to get stuff right. And you just have an even keel mindset. And, I mean, I think the same thing could be applied to the Carnell Tate hype, right, where, you know, all of a sudden – this guy is you know, Jerry Rice Jr., and he's not. You know what I mean? You just got to take everything for what it is, like context.
Which player, Teron, who did not participate on the field at OTAs, are you most looking forward to watching this week?
Oh, that one's easy for me, and that's Cordell Flott. I think, you know, you look at the secondary, that's going to be a very important piece to, you know, this defense. I think when you look at him having not been on the field as far as on the field doing football stuff. He worked on a side field on one of the days, but he hasn't been part of, everything that's going on. So he's somebody, just knowing that he's working his way back from injury and everything. So that would be the first one for me.
We'll talk with Teron Davenport discussing the Tennessee Titans, amongst other things. Now, Teron, let's go back to basketball real quick because, I mean, you're from that, not necessarily from New York, but Philly, and they've had their battles with New York teams. What do you think it means just for, because you've been in sports a long time and you've covered it for a long time. What do you think it means to the New York Knicks that they finally won a championship and what it potentially means to the NBA?
Oh, man, it's huge. It's huge. I mean, look, I lived in New York, you know, till I was 11, mm-hmm. And I know – when you have the Knicks themselves, like, that's a team where, like, there's no Rangers and Islanders. There's no Mets and Yankees. It's, look, the Knicks are New York's basketball team. And I've seen the Garden. I saw 94. I saw 99, how it was and how everybody was so hyped. And it unifies everybody because, like, again, there's no, hey, I like the Mets, you like the Yankees. No, it's we like the Knicks, so it's big time. And I think, you know, basketball is something that New York takes personally, has a pride in. And I'm not going to say New York feels like basketball started there, but they feel like that's where it's at its best.
Absolutely. Now, getting back to the Titans, how do you think they're going to – use the running back combination, meaning is it going to look a lot different from what it has been the last couple of years when Tajay and Pollard has been teamed up? Or do you think Daboll will use those two in a different way or a way we haven't seen them being used up until now?
No, I think you're going to see them used on the field at the same time. I think when you look at both of these guys, they're capable pass catchers, and Singleton is too. But I think, you know, how the carries are distributed, that remains to be seen. But I've seen in the past where Dabo, he has used multiple guys, you know. So it's not going to surprise me if, you know, 1 week Tajay gets 17 carries and the next week he gets 7. You know, that's just kind of how things are probably going to be. And he just has to – each one, like, when it's not their week, they got to be patient and understand that, you know, opportunities are coming and you got to take advantage of them when they come.
Now, looking at this conference, the AFC South, I'm not saying that the Titans are the best team, but do you think they've gotten a little bit better than what they're, you know, the other teams within the conference have gotten? And again, it's not a question of who's better. It's who's made the better moves this offseason.
Yeah, I think they've made some really good moves. And the thing is, them making the most improvement, mm-hmm. as you said, doesn't necessarily mean that they're the best team. But the thing is, where they were coming from to where they are now, it I think, has been the biggest improvement. But that still leaves them right there at the bottom. Like, I'm not going to say that they're – I still think Jacksonville and I still think Houston, you know, those are more talented teams. And Indianapolis is an intriguing team. I don't think they're more talented, but, you know, I think the Titans and Colts are right there neck and neck.
We're talking to Teron Davenport, ESPN.com, talking with TD, the podcast. And speaking of podcasts, TD, I was listening to the MMQB. They were talking about, you know, what the Rams might try to do with Myles Garrett. And they talked about a philosophy that the Rams use sometimes of, rather than just an overall scheme, it's taking a player like Aaron Donald back a few years ago and now with Garrett, where it all starts with how do you use a player like Garrett and then scheme around it. How much do you think Robert Saleh, when he watches Jeffrey Simmons, is saying to himself, how do I get the most out of him? And do within the scheme, how do I use him to really set the game plan? What are you seeing there?
Yeah, I think with Jeffrey Simmons, what Saleh's going to take advantage of is his versatility. And, I mean, I don't think it's much different from what Denard Wilson did as far as allowing Jeff to line up, you know, all over the place, whether it be, you know, on the outside and rush the passer or, you know, from a 3 or 5 technique type of situation. And I think that's really good. If you go back and you look at Quinnen Williams, you know, similar type of player, probably a little more reliant on just brute strength. I think Jeff is a little more athletic than him. But, I mean, you look at the success Quinnen Williams had, you know, in that scheme. So it's definitely going to be something that bodes well for Jeff. And I think when you look at Saleh and what he's going to do, he's just going to set him up with opportunities to rush the passer and really good ones as far as scheming it up and that type of stuff. And taking advantage of having a very, very deep group of guys, you know, to go after the quarterback.
Well, with the depth, do you think he'll be on the field, Simmons, for less plays than we've expected to see over the years?
I do. I think he will be on the field for less plays because, I mean, look, if you go back and look at some of the numbers with Jeff, I mean, 80 to 90% snaps. I mean, I remember after every game looking, and he was, like, right in that area as far as how many snaps he was taking. So, yeah, I think it's going to be reduced because the whole thing is Robert Saleh and White Cotton and them, they want, like, 60%. And it's just one of those things where they feel like there's the diminishing returns after a higher rotation. They want guys fresh, ready to go, and go attack.
And then the ongoing question, I know all of the focus, especially this week, will be on Cam Ward. But I continue to be intrigued with how they're trying to keep Will Levis involved, even if it's just raise his stock so that you can find somebody that's interested in him. It's going to be a crowded house. But what have you seen so far? How many reps is he getting? How does he look?
Yeah, the Will Levis experience, man. We got to see that in full play last Tuesday where he ripped a post to one of the tight ends. And I'm talking about, like, he ripped it, and it was a beautiful throw, and you're like, wow, that's You're not going to see many guys that can make that throw. But then two plays later, he tried to force one, and it got picked off, and you're just like, oh, man. And that's the Will Levis experience. He's so talented, and he's always going to be someone that is intriguing to a confident play caller because they're going to say, you know what, I could take all that, and we're going to harness it, and we're going to figure it out. And who knows, somebody might be able to do that. But that's how he's looked, right? He's had some of the best throws that I've seen, you know, in OTAs. He threw a beautiful deep pass to Bryce Oliver on a go route. I've seen him drive the ball in the middle of the field. Like, it all looks good, but then you have those moments where it's just like, yeah, that's the offset. So he definitely looks confident. He looks comfortable. I think he has an understanding of the offense, so that's all good.
How many reps is he getting relative to Trubisky?
He's coming in after Trubisky. He's getting a full series. Like, he's getting an opportunity. That's without a doubt. The guy who really isn't getting much of an opportunity is Hendon Hooker, unfortunately. But, you know, it just kind of is what it is. There's only so many reps to go around.
Jerron Davenport has been our guest on D-Mace. Vin Gandonik, he joins us every Monday and is presented by Bart Durham Injury Law. TD, as always, a pleasure. Enjoy mini camp. We'll catch up next week.
All right, for sure. Appreciate you guys. Let's go Mets.
2 out of 3 against the Braves. Chase McCabe.
Let's go.
Thank you, TD.
Creeping sure. up towards 500. Just got to get to 500, get Frankie Lindor back. Okay.
I do
that's
wonder.
That's for our Mets pod, our private Mets pod. Later, but TD and I.
I do wonder if we hear from Will Levis at some point. I do not believe we've heard from Will Levis since he underwent the surgery before last season. He was away from the team for most of the season, if I recall mm-hmm. correctly. I don't think he has done any sort of interview since he's been back. I do wonder if we hear from him this week or during training camp, because I would be curious to hear what Will Levis has to say. I'm sure he'll play it straight and say he's thankful for the opportunity and he's out there to compete and all of those things. But maybe with Will Levis, you never know. Perhaps something might slip that would be juicy for us to talk about. But I do wonder if and when Levis speaks for the first time since being replaced, if he says anything interesting.
I don't think he will. I think he understands how to play the game, and, you know, he's gonna talk like a confident player, but he understands where he's at. That doesn't mean you got to stay here or be content with it, but I don't think he's going to do anything. Depending on what the question is, I think he's going to try to dodge everything and keep it more so about, you know, just him going out and doing the best he can.
615-737-1025. We will get back into the Titans during the 5 o'clock hour. But coming up next, the New York Knicks were not the only team to win a title over the weekend. The Carolina Hurricanes have won the Stanley Cup for the first time in 20 years. What did they teach us about building a winner? We will discuss that coming up next. 615-737-1025. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025 The Game.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.